This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
So we saw on the, he spoke about Kofelim HaGigigis, and we saw the explanation about the need for Kfiya, the Tzitzit HaKfiya Tzitzit HaKfiya, and Tesefis, where Tesefis is Molaman and the Iker, and so on. We're holding a Mem Zayin in the right column, I guess about two-thirds down. He says, the Amma Simcha Zuyantiv, so when it says Simcha Zuyantiv, it's going on the Etzim Kedushas Hayoyim on the so on. Alpha Gavshle Kibla Lehem Nasus Yontiv. Despite the fact La Halacha, the Gemara says they were not Mekabel on themselves Yontiv, and therefore there is no din of Issam Halacha on Purim. Mikol Mokim Simcha Zuyantiv Ika. Still, you have a Simcha Yontiv. Sosinu Amila Shneema Sosinu Echem Rasecha Ala Mila. Umashenikris Hamila Sasan Beyesim Shamitzvis, Vizekimoi, Sheyesh Avelos Ala Mace, Shuchisoran Shemagiola Odom, Bishvil Mesoi, Kach Hasasan Vasimcha, Nemakashadovu Bishlemis Agama. I want to explain this a little bit because it is an important Nakuda in being Magde what Sasan is, what Simcha is in general. He's not being. There are a lot of Pirushim to Mechati and Sasan Simcha, there's a famous Goyen, there's a Malbim, there's a lot of others. He's not talking about this Nekuda. He's speaking about Simcha in a more general term, describing what Simcha is. And let's try to explain it, because it's an important Nekuda. A person eats a chocolate ice cream, and he enjoys it. So we call that Tainuk. He's being Misanig. The word Simcha doesn't really lend itself well to eating a chocolate ice cream. You can't say I'm the Simcha because I had chocolate ice cream today. I can say I had a Tainug, I was Misanig on a chocolate ice cream. Simcha doesn't fit it somehow. A person gets married, we say he's the Simcha, and he likes his wife, and she's a wonderful person. Why is that Simcha? And there's a Tainug also, he enjoys this person, and this person is wonderful and likes his wife a lot. So that's Tainug. That's a relationship is a Tainug. But he's getting married, there's Simcha. What is that dimension of Simcha over it? And the Teretz is, Tainug is the etzem enjoyment of something. That is Tainug. So when a person's senses are pleased, so when a person eats a chocolate ice cream, that's Tainug. Every person has a self-awareness. A person has an awareness of himself as a Tzura Mesuyemes. This is me. The Hargosha of a Hashlama to that Tzura is Simcha. So when a person moved up in life, when a person is successful, he's Besimcha. A person who succeeded in doing something is Besimcha. It's because in his mind, in his feeling, it's a Hashlama of his Tzura the way it's meant to be. So just like on a physical level, a person always looks to preserve himself and to keep himself well. That's the basic instinct of survival. On a more general tzura, forgetting even ruchnis, but more of a general tzura, that is the agasha of simcha. So avelus is the agasha when somebody loses a close one. When somebody loses one of Shiva Kravim, avelus is because part of him got cut off. His tzura is not shalom. He doesn't have a father now. He doesn't have whatever it is that he's missing. That is the hargosha of chisorin on the level of a tzura is called avelus. The hargosha of shlemus is simcha of sorts. Simcha sasim. The general lashayim are that. By the way, that is the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Why Shabbos is specifically the mitzvah's onik Shabbos and Yontif it's Simchas Yontif is because Shabbos it's, you know, certainly Shabbos is given by a Kaddish Baruch Hu, but it's not the pshat, the atzmius of Shabbos is not the togetherness of Klaus with a Kaddish Baruch Hu. I mean, to some degree, every mitzvah brings a person closer. The atzmius of Shabbos is, it says, Matana Toiva Ani Noisim Lachem, and the Gemara learns that Anoisim Matana Toiva Chaveroi Chayv Ledioi, which means, Anoisim Matana Toiva Chaveroi Chayv Ledioi means, if I give you a present, I put down a diamond ring in your house, I'm supposed to tell you about it, because the etzim of Matana Toiva could be without the Noisim. The diamond ring you like, so you like. It doesn't need the Noisim. I park a car in front of your house with the keys in, and I say, feel free to use it. That's a matana without a noisin. So the atzmius of Shabbos is the tainug on a ruchnistic thing, oz tis'anig al Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he appears in the world, gives a person tainug. It's a special darga that the chayav lohidiyoy to bring about ava. But the atzmius of Shabbos is oinig. Yontiv, the atzmius of Yontiv is liros ulihirois. The fact that we meet with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a shleimus, just like a chas and a kala, ish v'ishtoi, there's a shleimus in the chibur of the tzur of ish v'ishtoi. When Klai Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu get together, ru'uchi baschem l'fnei amokim. So the mitzias of Yontiv is Klai Yisrael being misdavik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not being misanig al Hashem, but being misdavik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Liras v'rois. It wouldn't be shayach to say a yontiv chayev loydiyoy, because yontiv is not a matana. The etzim matana, it's like telling somebody, if you give somebody a present, you're supposed to know who gave it. But it's obviously, if you go on a date with somebody, the person, I mean, you don't have to say the person has to tell you who it is. I mean, that is the date. The date is meeting somebody. A blind date is blind until the date, but at that point, you're supposed to be able to see somebody. The metzias of the chibur with another person is the chibur with the other person. So Yontiv is a p'china of Simcha, Shabbos is a p'china of Oinig. Derech Agav, there's a Zohar that says that if a person, the Zohar speaks about the mile of Shabbos over Yontiv. The Zohar says that Yontiv, if you don't invite a guest, or better said, if there's somebody around who needs a place for Yontiv, and you don't have him, or he doesn't have him, or whatever it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a klal on Klal Yisrael, and it says, Peres al Chageichem, Chasom, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is throwing dirt on our Yontif. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't need a Yontif like that. Shabbos, it says, not like that. I mean, the Zohar is Medayik. It says, Peres Chageichem Avoloi on Shabbos. So the mashmos of the Zohar is talking that it's a mile in Shabbos, including Shabbos, that even without that extra mitzvah, it still has a mile of Klal Yisrael. It could also be of derech what we're saying, Simcha, Oinig does not require another person for the etzim Oinig. Oinig itself is from the thing itself. If you share it with somebody, it's a tremendous mitzvah, stokah, of achos orchim, of chesed, whatever you want to call it. But it's a mitzvah of sharing what I have with somebody else. Simcha is dafka with somebody else. What we call a simcha is always a child is born, somebody gets married. The inyanim that we speak of simcha are always inyan of a tesefis of another person being mashlam a certain tzura. So my tzura as a father is nishlam when I have children, my tzura as a person is nishlam when I get married, and so on. So he says, so sasna simcha shaykh to mila zeh, kimoy sheish avelus ala meis shu chisarin, shemagia la adam b'shvul meisai. When a person loses somebody, so that's avelus because he's lacking. Kacha sasna v'asimcha nema kashadova zeh b'shleimus hagomu. When something becomes nishlam, that's when you get sasim simcha. Val yedei hamila ha'odam sholem k'vasham esach sederim g'doy lo mila shalika avom tomim at shenimol shtem ishalech lefanev ayesamim. Mila is shleimus atzuras adam. Chazal give a mussel, as it says a mini Yasser Akiva once, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect, how come he didn't create Adam, how can it be mal a person? And he gave a mussel like a child, you have to cut his navel cord, like chita that you have to process it. I mean, it's a separate inyan what the Masa Nimshal is, but it means Mila is the Gemar of Tzuras Adam. It's the Chsim, it's called a Chaysim, a Chaysim means, besides an imprimatur, it means the completion of something. Mila is the Gemar of Tzuras Adam, and that's why there's a form of Simcha associated with the Mila. Umipneik ha-molek ha-reishas goyim, dechsiv reishas goyim ha-molek, lekacho yusein ha-molek ha-milo, shushayach li-yisrael dafka, v'loy le-goyim. Lekach ksivitz ha-molek, ha-shakorcha v'aderech, v'yizanef, v'sanachsholam achrecha. It says ha-molek had a particular anger at the Mila, and he would take the klai, so he would cut off the milas and throw it up top of Maila. Marshal beis hamolek oisim, hayem echadchin milaseim sheyisrael, vezorkim as a klap of Maila, v'oimrim bazeh b'charta, holoch hamashu b'charta. Vezeh mipnei ki hamolek hu ikar v'resh nagoyim, lekach ma'asu b'mila shum yuchali Yisrael. Now let me explain this a little bit. I think it's a very, very important nekuda about, I mean, since we're dealing with Amalek and Klal Yisrael, this is part of the very Purimic Inyan. Let's say I'm working with somebody, or with a co-worker, and I make $100,000 a year, and he makes $100,000 a year, and he just got a raise to $150,000 a year. So I am very, very jealous. I'm very upset. Let's say I drive by a mansion of somebody, and the mansion's worth $25 million. I'm not jealous, I'm not upset. Why? The Teretz is because I don't see myself at all on that track. The person that's with me together, we both work in a certain framework, same type of job, same type of salary track. So if he got a raise, so I'm jealous. Masha'en came, something that I have no shaykhus to, so it doesn't mean anything to me. I never dreamt of that. I'm not in business, I don't have that type of musagim. It's out of my world completely. So there is a certain sorrow. The Gemara says the reason why you can't marry two sisters is because nasa sorrow zulazu. You're making them competing. Sar, the word sar means narrow. You're putting them both into the same framework. If two sisters are married to two separate husbands, so each one has his own life, and some things are better here, some things are better there, it doesn't make a difference. There's no competition because they're two different worlds. Masha'in Kain, if they're in one world, to take two brothers, to two sisters, and have them compete, that's the Isra V'choisisha. Which, as opposed to all of the Arayas, they become mutter when one is nifter. The Klal Yisrael Umas Ha'olam are not really fully competitive, because Umas Ha'olam are as if in a different track. In a lot of ways, they're not shaykh to the Matzias of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, Klal Yisrael has nice things, they have nice things, they're in a different world, we're in a different world, and one is no shaykh to the other. The Pasuk says, Reishis Goyim Amolek, V'achrisa Adi Oivit. Amolek is the Reishis of Goyim, V'achrisa Adi Oivit. Klal Yisrael is called Reishis, B'shul Yisrael Shnika Reishis, and Amalek is called Reishis. Reishis Goyim Amalek. It means there are two things in the Sheirish of the Bria that are alike. In other words, they're both coming from the same place, if you want to call it. They're both coming from the same Sheirish of Reishis. So therefore, when Klal Yisrael realizes itself and its Reishis becomes something, it has a Shleimus to its Reishis. The only Ummah that has a real kinah to Klal Yisrael is Amalek, because Amalek is coming from the same place and it's not having the shleimus. It's lost in the competition. Ummas Ha'olam are not from the Reishis. They're as if coming from a side branch. They're a parallel development. They're an offshoot. So b'meila, they don't have that intensity of sin to Klal Yisrael because they don't touch each other. They're in two different worlds. Since Amalek is called a Reishis also, and therefore, if they are similar to Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael got Mila, which is a shleimus to that ratio, therefore they're sinner to from Amalek specifically. There's one more connection to this Nekuda that I'm saying. The Nekuda that is similar is called Ratius. The word Ratius always means that it is headed towards some sort of goal. You can't have a beginning. I can't say in the beginning this and this happened, and then what? Nothing. So what do you mean in the beginning? The word beginning means that the thing itself perceives itself or is perceived as a sheirish that hasn't realized itself. A person if a person doesn't have something, for instance, a person that doesn't have a particularly good voice, he could wishfully think, you know, maybe I would have liked to be in a very nice chazan. But it's not a terribly frustrating thing that he's not the chazan. Somebody who has a very beautiful voice, and everything fine, but something is blocking it, then it's very frustrating. Because you have a sheirish, and a sheirish that can't come out is the most frustrating thing. I once knew somebody, actually, who had a tremendous amount of regish and a beautiful voice, and he had a slight neurological problem, which meant he couldn't really keep beat. In other words, in his mind, he could actually keep the beat, and he had a tremendous sensitivity. When he heard a piece, he was extremely, very, very good at it, actually. He had tremendous talent. He couldn't bring it out, and he once spoke to me, and I very rarely seen anyone so frustrated. He had the music in him, and his mouth was a little too clumsy to bring it out. I mean, his voice was nice and everything. He just couldn't, there was some defect in getting it with the right beat and rhythm. A person who doesn't have a sheirish is not frustrated, doesn't have the end of it. The Gemara says, Yosef Masheha Eagle Roitzel Linoik, Apar Roitzel Lahonik. There's a Tzar Balachayim that it's not Nainik. If an animal does not have milk, then there's no tsar of being manic. If an animal has milk in it, then realizing it, giving it is something that is there's a chazal by Rochli Menu. It says, I'm sorry, not by Rochli, it says it by Chana. Chana says he treats the dvarim klapimala. Chana complained to Chana was Shmuel's mother. She didn't have kids for many years. And she complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She said, Shadayim Zulama, Rechem Zulama. You gave me a womb, you gave me a breast, what for? It means that what cries out in a person is a potential that he can't realize. If he doesn't have the potential, then it's not really, maybe I wished I would have had the potential. It's a fantasy. It's not really a need. But when a person has in himself a need and not being able to realize it, that's a tzar. So every time we have the word racious means that there's a sheirish which requires, which would like to develop itself, which needs to develop by its definition. It's only a sheirish for something. Another place where you see something of that nature, by Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Veschanan, Ata ha-cheloiso laharis la'avdecho. You've just began to show your eved, the Yotchak, Agadol, and so on. What was he coming? What was the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He said, you just began showing me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you can't go to Yisrael. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have shown him, what's the Nekudas HaTayin over there? The Torah says, Nekudas HaTayin is, had you not shown me at Yisrael Bechlau, then I'm not shy after Yisrael. It's not my mitzvah, it's not shy after Yisrael. I wish I could have been shy after Yisrael, but that's not a pressing tefillah. But if a person is Shaykh Eretz Yisrael, Arta Chaleisa means I have a Sheirish of Eretz Yisrael in me, of Kibush Eretz of Eretz Yisrael. Not fulfilling it is an extreme tzar. That's where that taina was. So Akoponim, Amalek is called Rashis. So Amalek has in itself a Sheirish that really wanted to fulfill itself. And because it was frustrated, the achris are the oivit. Amalek has a rachis and doesn't have an achris. That's where you get the Amalek. Amalek or rachis going the chsiv rachis going Amalek. Lekach ho yisayin Amalek hamila shushayach liyisol dafke v'loy legoyim. Lekach tivitz Amalek ashakarcha baderach vayzanos lechshol machrecha. V'omu b'medrish mashal beis Amalek oisayin mechatan oseyam son. V'chol zebne Amalek hu ikar b'reish lagoyim. Amongst goyim, Amalek only has a rachis. Lekach ma'asu b'mila shemiyuchad Yisrael kasher goyim al haman shemizera Amalek koizev v'schus ha-mila. And also, if anyone just thinks about it a minute, the metzius of mila, the aver of mila, is the aver where a person has potential, and the strongest koyches, both in terms physical koyches of trying to realize itself, and emotional koyches of wanting to be maimedairis, is, you know, the place where you have rachis and achris is the makom hamila. That's where you have the metzias, a sheirish that seeks to fulfill itself, and b'meila kedushas mila is the pshat on a kedushatical level realizing it, and amalek, that's where the achrisa, the oivet, that has itself in the mila. The lekach oma v'sosu mila. Vama v'yikar ze tefillin ki b'tefillin shem Hashem nikra ala adam k'chsiv v'roa kol ha'amaretz k'shem Hashem nikra lecha v'yorim imeka v'amu zui tefillin shol reish. What tzach does that have? The dove zehoya kasha nitzchu es haman ki hu yisparach asher shmoi nikra aleihem Paul calls there. Uksiv nikalu ayuhudim bareihem b'chol medinais amelach hashveis l'shleach yad mvakshir asom v'ish l'omer b'fneihem ki nofel pachtam akol ha'amim v'kach omer v'yikor zu tefillin ki mipnei kishem Hashem nikra aleihem yoro pachtam mehem. I want to explain this nekud also. In the metzius, there are two types of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs can have a very specific effect on a person. Something is metak in a specific inyan and so on. I meet somebody who's very strong and very powerful. I take a look at his, he's a foot taller than me, he's got bulging muscles, looks very mean, so I'm scared of him. That's very simple. I'm scared physically from what's there. He looks very powerful, very tough, and very mean, so I'm scared of him. There's sometimes, let's say a person walks in and he has a rank on his shoulders. He's a general. So I'm awed, even though there's nothing physical about the person to awe me, but realizing what's there in a sense, his position, his station, his metzias, the power the person has that comes with it, creates an awe over me. So there is a metzias where the thing itself, as it is, has in itself the power, and so on. And then there is where the sense of what's coming with the person, the sense that the person carries with him, like a king who carries a crown. A crown is nothing. But if I carry a rifle, it's one thing. But the crown implies that I have the whole army behind me, the koyach I have, and so on. That is, so there's a metzias where a person becomes he's able to draw upon something that is more than him. Of all the mitzvahs, the one that takes the place of a crown is tefillin, especially tefillin shel roish. The tefillin shel roish is called pe'er, and the halacha is we do eifer tachas pe'er. Pe'er is tefillin shel roish, and pe'er is a crown. So that means the mitzvah, that endows a person with the skula that a keser endows a king, is tefillin. In other words, tefillin is able to draw on a person a sense that is above the person. The Rambam even says it mitzad the effect of the mitzvah on the person. There's a certain effect of emes, of yira, different in yanim that tefillin works differently. Other mitzvahs stalls us very specifically to be metakin a certain inyan a person. Tefillin is something that creates an aura about the person. Klapi, the person himself, there's a certain ziv, there's a certain shchina. It just like it says, Lasid Lavoi, it says that the Raseim are Roisham and the Nenim ziv shchina. The tefillin is a metzias of an atara of a pair and so on. Klal Yisrael, Klapi Umas Sa'olam, also, there's two ways in which they relate. One way is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Klal Yisrael and they fight and they kill the Umas Sa'olam. That's what happened in the Kibush Eretz Yisrael. It was Mohammed, and with the Mohammed they won. That is one Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Yorach HaZok of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fine. Here it says something else. It says Klal Yisrael Nikola Yehudim L'Shnei Chaz Vakshu Asom V'ish Le'ama B'fneihem K'nofol Pachtom HaKol Amin. There was a Ha'ara of Pachad from Klai's on the Am, they didn't have to use the force, but it was just that they had on themselves a certain horror of Kedusha. So he says that is the Kishem Hashem Nikra Aleihem of Tefillin. In other words, Tefillin creates an inyan that is more than the thing itself. It gives an aura of something that's above and beyond the person, coming along with the person. So that was the inyan of Tefillin that was shayach to that name specifically. The Melech finishes the Kach. He says, "Shem Achiba Zeh Shupir Shal Megillah." That's why he called it. Vizboya ki Masham La Yehuda Meisayir Zutera Ba'avgas Shakiv LaTera Haytzrichim LeKavlo Chadosh LaTera Mipnei Sheish Mador Rabba LeKavlo LaTera. He says, "So Bemela Klal Yisrael was Mekavlo Tera again. LaKach Haytzrichim LeKavlo Chadosh LaKach Shem Achiba Zeh Shupir Shal Megillah." He called it Or Chadosh. In other words, it's a new ha'ara of Tera. It's a new ha'ara in the world of Torah. That is what he's saying till now was the reason why he's calling it Or Chodesh. Also, says Gam ki homan roshu shibiks lahashcha ilam kula, and the shibiks lahashcha lahashcha kol yudim. V'rotcha there's a mistake in the word. It must be not La Adam Yisrael, but La Abed Yisrael probably. Shem Oyrish L'Oylam. The Hippa Kashba Machshav L'Hoyer Oylam. Okay, La Yudim Yisrael B'Chulu. Lakach Achiba Ze Nikar Achodesh. Okay, we'll hold it in. We have next thing we'll say for Mishle. Okay.
Could what?
Actually,
they're shayach to it. They're more shayach than Mosoilam, and nothing is worse than something that's shayach to something good, and it didn't realize it, didn't actualize itself. They're shayach. Mitzadim it sees the only one that are shayach. There's a certain mila in Amalek. They've got shayach to something bigger than most other. The Badafka, the Lashma. No other Mosoilam fight Christ or Lashma. If they get burned, they just don't fight. The only one that has an ideology is Amalek. That even though they're going on the Sirs Nefesh, they're going on Kirish Hashem. But with real.